We're back on with Doug Latfula from Michigan Wild. And Doug, thanks, first of all, for giving us a little more time, sticking around in the studio.
Yeah, for sure.
So we were talking about how this movement kind of took place to more or less just make people realize what a precious resource we have here in Michigan. And I would imagine, you and the guys that kind of got this movement started, you had a moment, an epiphany, so to speak, and it had to be a primal moment. I'm guessing it was probably around a campfire or a wood stove in a camp or something.
Totally. We were down in the Pigeon River State Forest downstate on the Sturgeon River. We do an annual trout fishing trip.
I've been there for years. It's one of the few places that's very much like the UP, actually, below the bridge.
We've been there several times. We've done basically all three rivers, the main ones that flow through there. It's a great place if you haven't checked it out. So yeah, with just a few of us sitting around a river one day, and we started documenting what we do from an outdoor perspective. I don't think we're anything special. I just think we're kind of documenting what a lot of people already do in the lifestyle that a lot of people are living. Hopefully we can instill a pride and a passion. Maybe our Michigan Wild brand, if you want to say that, will be the face for people to say, you know, this is us, this is me. And by people going in and seeing some of our social media content, again, something they can identify with, or people that have kind of either stepped out of the lifestyle or who have never taken to this lifestyle because they didn't grow up in it, they may say, hey, you know, I can do that. That's not complicated. And then they'll kind of know exactly what it is that we all feel so impassioned about, because sometimes until you do it, you don't know what it is.
Well, I'm going to kind of throw you a curveball here real quick, because, working in sort of the health industry that you do, I mean, you're a certified personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And also heavily into nutrition. Can you think of anything more pure than the protein you get from a deer?
That's about as grass-fed and organic as you're going to get.
Same with fish and everything else, of course, and it depends on the pollution in the water, but...
Yeah. Well, obviously. And a lot of times people, so let's take fitness as a prime example. I'm not necessarily one who runs marathons or rides mountain bike races, which are phenomenal. But, you know, I think that doing these things and keeping your body healthy is a great way to help yourself enjoy the outdoors, because you feel good when you're out there. You're able to do all the things that you want to do.
Let's talk a little bit about your buck this year. You got a really nice buck, and if you got just a few more minutes, I'd love to hear the story about how that came together. So first of all, where were you hunting in the UP? I know you were in the UP somewhere. What county?
We're down over in Alger, hunting public land in the Hiawatha National Forest.
Oh.
Which is great. We love it because there's not real high deer densities there, but there's low hunter numbers. So what we've been finding the last couple of years is that these bucks are actually having a chance to get old. You know, there might only be a few hunters within a couple of sections of me. So yeah, I may not see a lot, but the ones that we've been seeing have been really big.
And for those that don't know or don't remember, a section is a square mile.
So yeah,
that's pretty, no, not at all. It's just one of those things where somebody might not know what a section is or not remember. But let's talk about how this buck came in, because you kind of got a little bit lucky, made a mistake. So you don't have to be perfect during the rut. That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah. You know, I'd been seeing a couple different deer. I had a pretty nice one bust me earlier in the day. Anyways, just before dark, a doe was coming by the stand about 20 yards. And I made a mistake. I clipped the top of my pop-up blind with the barrel. He heard it and bounded off maybe 60 or so yards. But the doe wasn't going anywhere, so he stopped. He was facing dead away from me, and, you know, some goofy thoughts start running through your head. But fortunately, he opened up his front shoulder just a bit, and I was kind of in my seat, cranked around sideways with a free hand shot into a tight window. And, you know, I happened to sneak the bullet in, and it just went well, like I said. But had that doe not stuck around, he's probably gone, and I'm singing a different story right now. Anyways, I got up, and it was a bigger buck than what I actually knew he was when I first pulled the trigger, because it happened so fast. Green score in some place about 126, so hopefully a commemorative bucks.
Nice.
You know, for a UP public land buck, it doesn't get much better than that.
I would totally agree with that statement. In fact, we're going to try and get a picture of that up with our blog when we get this story online. And Doug, again, tell folks where they can find your Michigan Wild apparel.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and just follow the link to Youper Shirts. Like, our links will take you directly to it. But if you choose to go to youpershirts.com, just type in the search engine for Michigan Wild, and it should bring you to our merchandise.
Doug Latfula from Michigan Wild, visiting with us and sharing his vision and message right here on The Outdoor Show.